On Capitol Hill this evening, the House Ethics Committee rebuked the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay of Texas. This is the second admonition of DeLay in a week. In this case, the committee takes DeLay to task for actions that appeared to connect political donations to legislation pending before the House. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us now from the Capitol. And Andrea, explain what exactly the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, did to earn this rebuke.
Well, there are three parts to what the Ethics Committee found Tom DeLay was involved in. One was soliciting political contributions from a company called Westar Energy just before executives from that organization got together with DeLay and talked about legislation that could help Westar Energy. The second part is that Tom DeLay was involved in violating Texas state laws that prohibit corporate political donations for state legislators. And the third part involved him in improperly contacting FAA, Federal Aviation Administration authorities, to track down airplanes that were carrying Texas Democrats, legislators in the Texas Democrats, that were trying to flee the state during a battle over redistricting there.
Try to figure out where they'd gone.
Exactly.
Now, with the financial charges, this had to do with raising money for something that was not Tom DeLay's own reelection, right?
That's right. This was a very interesting mechanism that Tom DeLay has used to try and get donations for Texas state legislators, Republicans within the Texas state legislature, so that the legislature would be controlled by Republicans, and then they would be able to redraw the congressional districts, the national, federal congressional districts of Texas, so that there would be more Republicans in the actual Congress of the United States, who would then be able to vote for Tom DeLay as the majority leader. It's a very long-term plan and one that has been evident and he has held no qualms about. The problem is that there are Texas state laws against attracting corporate money for local campaigns.
This is, as we mentioned, the second rebuke of Tom DeLay in just a week. Remind us what last week's admonition was all about.
Well, it was about an allegation that Tom DeLay had offered his endorsement of a political candidate in order to get that candidate's father, who was currently a member of Congress, to vote a certain way for, in fact, the Medicare prescription drug bill that passed last fall. It was during a very contentious vote on the bill, and during which, you may remember, the Republican leaders held open the vote long past the 15 minutes that is traditionally held, in fact, going almost to 3 hours while they convinced enough Republicans to vote for the bill.
Andrea, what's the likely impact for Tom DeLay? Will he lose his job as House Majority Leader?
Not likely. In fact, this ethics letter comes out and spares him a long investigation, which the Ethics Committee used to do on these sorts of allegations. It is a rebuke, though, and it'll be interesting to see how it affects his political career.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol. Andrea, thanks so much.
You're welcome.